This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talking about, it is almost D-Day for voting. Although so many people have early voted, I know the numbers were going to be huge, and they certainly have not surprised me. I knew they were. It's well over 25 million. There's now, according to some polls, a 51% chance that Republicans will take the Senate. It's a dead heat, really, for the Senate at this point, so votes matter. I mean, it's a toss-up. The party that wins two of the three closest states will likely win that Senate majority. Republicans' two best pickup chances are Nevada and Georgia, despite Herschel Walker's woes, the scandals, and the fact that could hurt his chances. He's not totally out against his Democratic opponent, Senator Raphael Warnock. And then Democrats are hoping to pick up a seat in Pennsylvania, but that race is pretty tight, too. So that's where we are. And, of course, there are other competitive races. You know, you look at Arizona and New Hampshire. Even with the Democratic incumbents there, that currently have a little bit of an edge, it doesn't mean that that's a lock. Senate races in North Carolina and Wisconsin and North Carolina, they're close, but I would say they're going to go GOP. So the midterm election this time around, we knew it was going to be tight. We knew it was going to be important. And, of course, that's exactly the way that it's showing up for sure. I mean, you look at all these polls, and that's what I spent a big chunk of the day doing, and I came up with the same thing that I kept reading everywhere. You look at the Senate and gubernatorial races in the great state of Arizona. They're starting to really tighten up, and here we are a week ahead of the midterms, and that's where it is. This new poll that just came out has Senator Mark Kelly, the Democrat, ahead of the Republican Blake Masters, but by 2 points, that's nothing, with 47% of Arizona voters saying that they might back him, and 45% saying they'll cast for the challenger. So that, to me, is a real, real toss-up, that's for sure. And then, of course, there are still those handful of undecideds. I think there's a lot of times there's more undecideds than one would think. And then what happens with the independents, and which direction do they go when they decide to vote? So there's a lot at stake, and there's a lot happening when it comes to the midterm elections. Speaking of a lot happening, you know, we talked about that horrible thing that happened in Seoul. Today I talked to a woman I know at a salon who was telling me how her son is in the military in Seoul and was going to go out to Itaewon, which was the big celebration for Halloween, but didn't go, and talked about, you know, what he knew had happened. And now here it is days later, and this is what happens when you have so many victims. They're finding on the streets and have collected wallets and hats and glasses and shoes and all the things that you would find when you find people that you're trying to give CPR to, and then ultimately they end up in, sadly, bags, and people are going through and trying to identify something to remind them of the victims, their personal items, I guess, if you will, and they're just laid out in a gymnasium where there's those shoes and glasses and all the things that I just mentioned. Very, 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 very sad what happened in South Korea, and a big reminder to so many. Well, what does it mean when a crowd surges? What does it mean when you go somewhere and all of a sudden you're overwhelmed? Because as this woman told me, her son, who's in the military and very young, said, well, I'm glad I wasn't there and it's terrible and that's all anyone's talking about. And there were some Americans that were there and were killed. But I'm a big guy and I would have been okay. And she reminded him, not if you fall like a domino and can't breathe. And sadly, that's what happened. Meanwhile, North Korea fired at least 10 missiles of different types from its east and west coasts on Wednesday. That's according to South Korea's Ministry of Defense. South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff and said the launches were the first time a North Korean ballistic missile had fallen close to South Korea's territorial waters, which is, just to give you an idea of the geography, south of the northern limit line. And that barrage of missile tests set off an air raid warning in South Korea on an island that sits about 75 miles east of that Korean peninsula. So once again, it's skirting. The maneuvers involved 240 aircraft and thousands of service members from both countries as a response. You know, when you look at this is North Korea's 29th year this year, and it comes on the heels of the U.S. and South Korea doing those military exercises that they called Vigilant Storm. The woman that I mentioned, her son was involved in that, could only tell his mother a few things about that, but said, you know, I'm wearing the uniform. So U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is going to meet with his South Korean counterpart at the Pentagon on Thursday. So we're looking at, what do we think is going on with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un? Is he sending a message by showcasing the arsenal that he has, while we have this heightened awareness of a global conflict? Last month, North Korea's state media broke 6 months of silence over the missile tests, claiming they were meant to demonstrate Pyongyang's readiness to fire tactical warheads at potential targets in the south. So, of course, what is the United Nations going to say? They're saying we're following this very, 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 very closely. And what's Japan's response? Japan's prime minister told reporters that North Korea is launching missiles at an unprecedentedly high frequency, so they're paying obviously close attention as well. There was no damage to any kind of aircraft, boats, etc., or any vessels at all. They haven't been reported anyway, and it's possible the ballistic missiles flew on what they call an irregular trajectory, which makes sense, because then that would be a whole different story we'd be talking about when I cracked open this mic. But it is something to be concerned about. Let's put it that way. It's something to watch. And of course, we have our military very close by, which is why they were involved in those exercises, to also show, don't worry, we're here too. We're here and we're watching very, very closely. Speaking of watching closely in conflicts, Ukraine, what is the latest there? The battle for the south region in Ukraine, it's intensifying as Ukrainian forces are pushing forward and Russia's increasing pressure on the people to leave their homes. Ukraine's Air Force is saying they have no effective defense against the type of ballistic missiles that Western Iran is preparing to ship to Russia to use in Ukraine. They're asking, Ukraine is, for more help and more weaponry. How far do we go with that? Speaking of that, coming up next, we're going to talk to Greg Stebbin, who spent a month in Ukraine and Poland earlier this year.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Happening there, and of course, you know, it was what, 2 weeks ago we were talking about the kamikaze drones and what the position was to try to battle back with those drones and some of that weaponry, and ultimately, you know, the ask by the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, in his fight to push back Russia, and so much of it centers around being able to counterattack with better weapons and things that will shoot down, obviously, kamikaze drones, like the incredible weapons that unfortunately hit a couple of key areas in Ukraine. Greg Stevan joins us. He's been on the show before from Poland, Ukraine, earlier this year, reporting on the Russian invasion and also helping to raise money, speaking of that, for the Ukrainian military. Greg, on Thursday, you're headed back to Poland. So first of all, thanks for coming on. And what makes you go back to Poland?
Well, Kate, it's an amazing thing, but in Warsaw, a group of previously elected Russian officials who have largely been exiled, pushed out of the country, are meeting and convening as a constitutional convention. And there's 60 or more of these now delegates, formerly elected officials in Russia, who are coming together. They all have opposed Putin for years and years. One of the things to know about Russia is they have not had legitimate elections since 2014. And so all of these delegates to this constitutional convention were all elected before 2014. So they're really among the last crop of legitimately elected Russian politicians. And they're coming together to begin to form a new democratic government and to write a new constitution for Russia. So they're ready to step in when there's an opportunity to replace Putin and his regime.
Well, it's perfect for that because you wrote a book with a former member of the Russian parliament you talked about last time who was, in fact, forced out of the country. And when we were talking about your fabulous book, Does Putin Have to Die? So is your co-author one of those organizers behind this constitutional Congress you just talked about?
Well, not only is he one of the organizers, but it's literally out of the book, which is essentially a playbook for, well, the subtitle of the book is The Story of How Russia Becomes a Democracy After Losing to Ukraine. The book is a playbook for how Russia becomes a democracy, and this Congress is right out of the pages of the book. So it's very exciting to see, you know, this is a plan he has been creating and sharing with others and building for a lot of years, and let's face it, you can see by the state of things in Russia how Ukraine is doing against Russia and the state of the world and opposition to Russia that the Putin regime can only last so much longer. And you know, we here in the West should be asking ourselves, if Putin is gone, what will replace him? Will it be another Putin or worse? Or we should all hope, not only for our own benefits, but for the sake of the Russian people, that they get to have a democratic government and live the way, you know, live a democratic life like we do. We should wish the same for them as well. And this is the kind of action that we see taking place at this constitutional convention.
Oh, we certainly do wish that. And it brings back the question I was just saying before I went to you. Ukraine and winning this, do you feel, and you know you were there on the ground and you've had such tight ties to what's happening, so you tell the listeners, do you really believe that Ukraine can win this?
I don't see any way, frankly, that they can lose. I say that for two reasons, really. One is because of the will and the fighting spirit of the Ukrainian people themselves. And, you know, we see this over and over again, day after day after day. But the truth is, it was never a war between Russia and Ukraine. It's always been a war between Russia and frankly, the West. And I can't imagine Ukraine losing this because I think as long as Ukraine has allies like us and Western Europe and so many other countries around the world, we're not going to let Ukraine lose. And you can see that every day. They're taking territory back and Russia looks weaker and weaker and weaker. So I think at this point, it's really just a matter of time.
Yeah, and there's something that you actually sent me this question. I thought, oh, that's such a great question. You look at the Constitutional Congress that you're going for, that you're seeing how that's going to unravel, and it's happening at the same time that we have our midterms coming up next week here in the U.S. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's a very interesting thing. I don't think it was planned that way. This constitutional convention in Warsaw, and by the way, I can't remember if I mentioned this or not, but I'm actually going to be there as an observer.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very excited to be part of this. It is happening from November 4th to the 7th. Of course, the midterms are then on the 8th. And whether it's a coincidence or not, I think it's very, very meaningful for us as Americans. Because you know what? While we're watching Ukraine fight so hard to keep their democracy, and we're beginning to see more and more people in Russia fighting to have a democracy of their own. On our election day for these midterms, you know, whether you're voting early, and please do, or voting on November 8th, please do, we should be so mindful of how lucky we are that we get to live in a country where we get to vote and we have a democracy. And if you're not voting while these other things are going on around the world, shame on you. I want to encourage you, whether you're voting right, left, center, get out there and cast your vote. That is a right that people around the world are dying for. You know, we've said that for years and years, but we're literally seeing it in the headlines every day right now. Let that inspire you to get out and cast your vote and make sure everyone around you gets out and casts their vote as well.
Boy, I say that all the time, my friend. I'm so glad you said that. And I love that you said left, right, whatever, the fact that we have the right to vote. I saw people with guns to their head in Mexico stuffing ballot boxes. It was insane. And I knew from that day forward, there's no question, we are more than lucky to be able to vote the way we can in our election. So how do we get more info on, one, what you're doing this Congress? And of course, you talked about it in the book. Where do we get a copy of the book?
Well, you can get a copy of my book at the same place you can get a copy of your book, Kate, at Amazon.com. I know your book is also available on your website. I should work on that. But my book is available at Amazon.com. It's called Does Putin Have to Die? The Story of How Russia Becomes a Democracy After Losing to Ukraine. If you want to find out more about this constitutional convention, there is a website. I have to warn you, it's in Russian. But the website is RUS for Russian, DEP for deputy. They call their elected officials deputies. So it's RUSDEP.org. And there's an add-in you can add to your browser that will translate that Russian website into English. And it is very, very interesting to read about what they're doing and the legal backing behind it. And every day they add some news and information about it that makes it even more relevant and even more exciting.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us, and safe travels, my friend, going to Poland, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Kate. Thank you.
Yeah, great book. Again, Greg Stebbins, Does Putin Have to Die? That's the first part of that. You know, and he's so right when he talks about voting, and I've said that for years and years and years and years, and just have been saying that throughout this run-up to the midterm elections. All you have to do, like he saw and like I've seen in other parts of the world, that people die for the right to vote. And even as furious as you can get with our politicians or things you don't like, we still have that amazing right. And this is something, can you imagine, if the Russian people had that possibility? I mean, of course, the whole thing is end this situation in Ukraine. I mean, the bodies that stacked up, the things that we saw, the things that we were talking about, the atrocities. And certainly there are cracks, and Greg said it. How do they keep this up? How does Russia keep this up? And as this keeps looming, and we hear more about what is Putin prepared to do, when we look at the invasion, if we go all the way back to February, I think the miscalculations, I think what he did not expect, right? And now you've got Russia saying that they may block ships carrying grain from Ukraine's Black Sea ports, so they could have a big impact on, of course, global food security. So now you've got Kyiv and Moscow saying, you know, Kyiv saying halting the grain ships. I mean, you know, come on, this is a situation certainly to watch. And boy, oh boy, just watching this whole thing unfold from the very beginning, the developments that happened in February and midway through this, and what we've seen recently that I mentioned, those kamikaze drones. So pick up his book, and we'll let you know what's happening more from Poland, of course, and ultimately what happens with that special Congress. So fascinating.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Biden took a trip to Florida on Tuesday to help his party campaign ahead of next week's elections. He tore into Republican proposals to change Social Security and Medicare.
The vast majority live day to day relying on Social Security and Medicare, and maybe a little help from their families. That's why I'm going to keep fighting for these programs, because I believe the word my dad uses all the time, everyone's entitled to be treated with dignity.
U.S. News and World Report has named the best places to retire in 2022. Topping the list, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, due to its health care for seniors, low taxes for retirees, and the overall happiness of current residents. Call it an Amish paradise. Also of note are Toledo, Ohio, and New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we're diving right in. No digging. So many emails. I want to see how many I can get through. Peter, you're up first. He listens to us in Tucson, Arizona. Pete says, Kate, wow, listening to you talk about food prices, when you go to the store, it must be so depressing when you pull out of the parking lot. And I understand, sister, because I feel the same way. I'm thinking about turkeys 3 times more for a turkey. That's what Thanksgiving dinner is all about. I'm wondering what people are going to do, and it may be that they don't have the bird as the main course for the feast on Thanksgiving. Seems almost sacrilegious, at least to those who eat meat. You know, the supply of turkeys, that's part of this whole thing too, right? You've got that bird flu that really hit the supply, and you've got the cost, like you just said, the transporting the food and the processing it, and the prices are so up. I mean, turkeys are about almost $2 a pound in some parts of the country. That's compared to $1.15 a pound a year ago, and those are numbers from the USDA. I think I mentioned them on the show. If I didn't, that's exactly where we're at. And then the rest of the whole thing is up. So, you know, it's interesting. Pizza eating is up. Could it be that people opt for pizza on Thanksgiving? Could it be that they go for something a lot cheaper instead? I just can't. To me, it is so about the whole tradition. It is the one thing that I love that reminds me of the big family dinners that we had, where we had so many different cousins and great grandmothers and grandmothers and whoever show up. And I just, wow, no mashed potatoes, no stuffing and gravy and cranberries and turkey. I can't imagine. Then it did make me wonder. What is also a big tradition in this country, thank goodness, is that so many people, I've done this, maybe some of you have done this, volunteer and you go to a homeless shelter or some organization that sets up food and they have the trimmings. You know, they have the turkey, they have all the things you would have for Thanksgiving, and they serve meals around the country. There's so many places that do it. It's such a good feeling to see people get some of these great meals. And it's a way for people to give back with their time, etc. So we'll, hopefully they won't be down. But as I say that, I wonder, because the availability is the other part of it, just the availability of getting all the ingredients. Surely many people will still do the turkey thing, but it's going to cost you a lot more. So, you know, those leftovers that you would send, oh, we got tons of turkey. You like turkey sandwiches too? Yeah, we're going to send you home with tons of turkey. It might not be that. It might be, maybe it's a smaller turkey. So you better make sure you get your little pieces of turkey to save up for the sandwiches later when you're watching the football game. I mean, in all seriousness, that's what would happen, right? I think a lot of families would get, of course, a bigger, you're trying to estimate, you get a bigger turkey because it was about having turkey sandwiches days later. You know, even Donald Trump was talking about that the other day, saying it was a shame how much more turkey was costing. And of course, that's a lot of political maneuvering, which just makes sense because he knows that we're not happy with food prices and inflation. And this is one thing you can look to, as now we're in November, as a thing that is very American and part of the tradition. There are plenty of people who don't eat turkey in the era that we're in now, but there still are many that go back to that traditional meal. And there is something about that, right? There's something about having that meal and the memory of it. So interesting. Could be that people will opt for other alternatives instead of the turkey, especially if they have a lot of people to feed. If they have a bigger family or people are coming back or people are in town or, you know, who knows. All right, this one is from Marv, and Marv says, Kate, you know, the whole Paul Pelosi thing is, you're right, it's so damn depressing. I mean, that's the bottom line. The guy was a kook and a half. And there's no doubt he had a list of people, apparently, he wanted to kill. His former boss said that he was a conspiracy nutball guy, that he was all in on so many nutty things. And I guess he worked for a landscaping company. And that he it wasn't just about Pelosi, it was about anything that reeked of any kind of a conspiracy. So it could have been, who knows, worse. I'm not sure. I mean, thank goodness at least they have him. He's in custody. He's going to go to jail. I'm certain he'll be prosecuted. And it does go to what you said, and I'm a Republican, but nobody should go through that. Whether I'm a fan of Nancy Pelosi's, which I'm not, I certainly wouldn't want any politician to be tied up, kidnapped, hammer attacked, and then to have their spouse have that, you know, happen. It is a tragedy, and it could have ended up, believe it or not, even worse if he had killed him, which, of course, was a possibility. I agree with everything you just said there. Yeah, absolutely. It certainly could have been worse. But can you imagine he wakes up, like, you know, in the middle of the night, and that's what's going on, trying to deal with someone who's irrational. That's it, bottom line. Somebody who's irrational. But, hey, luckily the cops were there, the 911 operator was quick thinking, all of that happened, so we're not talking about something completely different. All right, this one, I love how we're kind of all over the map on everything here. This one is from Red, who says, Kate, I know that you lived in my home state, the great state of Texas. Remember, we always have a place for you here, darling. It's interesting, where you are now in Florida is on the list of great places to retire, but it's not number one. Lancaster, Pennsylvania, because I just saw the U.S. News, which we get, looked at metropolitan areas in the U.S. as to retirement needs and expectations, and healthcare was on the list, and housing that's affordable, and tax rates and all that stuff. And so Lancaster, which is outside of Philadelphia, was actually number one. I can't imagine retiring there. I think you grew up not too far from there. Can you imagine that as a retirement spot? You know, it's funny that you say that, because I can't. It is not too far from Philadelphia. It's very Amish. So lots of farms. It's beautiful. There's even not too far away in Reading, Pennsylvania, they have outlets. So cheap clothing, cheap whatever, you know, the outlet, giant outlet malls. And it is a close-knit area, right? And if you like beautiful green areas, farmlands, I guess that would make sense. And then you're not too far from Philly. So that would be something too. If you wanted to go and get a dose of the city, it wouldn't really be too far away. And because you sent that, I did look at the list, and I looked at places that were on the list, and there were a lot of places in Pennsylvania, and there were a lot of places in Florida. And you know, there was a place in Michigan, Ann Arbor, Michigan. I know we have a lot of Michiganders listening. I have a lot of friends that are from Michigan, and they send pictures of things that they see in the Upper Peninsula and other areas. And so Ann Arbor, where the University of Michigan is, makes the list. And the reason is for all kinds of things, including Detroit's being revamped and re-energized, and so you have a big city, same thing, that you can go to, that you've got rolling hills, that you've got a pretty river, and it's affordable, and it's this charming college town, you know, that kind of thing. I think you retire, I think the number one thing is, and it's on the list, is your health, is your health and affordability and taxes. Because you could, there's a lot of beautiful places you could go. Like, I was surprised to see New York City in the top 15 of that list, because, I mean, listen, there's so much in New York City, and some of what you can do doesn't cost you an arm and a leg, so to speak, but to live there, it does. I can't imagine, you know, especially if, so yes, there's historic landmarks, there's, you know, all that kind of stuff, but it's so expensive there. It's so expensive to live in New York City. I can't imagine that for most people that would be the desirable spot for retiring. So an interesting thing that they did, and they do it, I guess, every year in coming up with those places, right? And I also think it depends on grandchildren and families and how close they are and how much grandparents are helping children and where your family is, and there, you can't put a price on that. And I think the pandemic taught us that. So I think that changed what people thought of retirement too. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one from Sean, and Sean says, Kate, I know you watch a lot of sports, and I'm sure you're seeing all these funny ads about Santa Claus and about the fact that the World Cup's going to go on during the holidays. Do you really think a lot of people are going to be watching the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022? I just think more Americans, sorry for soccer fans, are interested in football, basketball, and, you know, even hockey and other sports versus watching the World Cup. Go USA, that's what I'll say.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
What will the game of the week be? Could it be the 7-0 Eagles against the Texans? Nah, I wish the Texans were better. That could be an interesting game, but I don't think it will be that much of a game. The Dolphins and the Bears at Soldier Field, Miami's favored by 5. Could be interesting. That's not the game of the week, however. You know, it could be the Vikings and the Commanders, because now the Commanders suddenly have a little life in them, but no, that's not the game of the week. Could it be the Seahawks and the Cards? We have a lot of fans in Arizona. We have a lot of people listening in the great state of Texas as well. But the Cowboys are on a bye, so there's nothing happening with the Cowboys. Who dat nation? Saints, you're always in touch with me. The Saints were interesting this last week, and they're taking on the Ravens of who, what's going to happen with the Ravens on the road. Baltimore's favored just by 3. That is tempting to be the game of the week, but it is the Battle of New York. Straight up. 1 o'clock kick Eastern, 12 Central, etc., etc. The Bills and the Jets. And yes, I know we just had the Jets, but this makes it interesting. Buffalo is favored by 13 points. Will the Jets surprise the Bills? I don't think so, but you might think so. And there was a big push to make this the game of the week, so I relented. We're making this the game of the week. Just call me now and tell me who you think's going to win and what the score is going to be. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or shoot me a guess. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. A lot of people do that. I think you're working, some of you, and you're trying not to get in trouble. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. By the way, if you get in that situation, just have your boss call me, and I promise I will get a pass for you. I promise I will do it. All right, let's go to Pete, who's out of the bunker and ready to level a guess. Hey, Pete.
7-0. Come on. Did they miss the plane? Is that what happened? Did they miss the plane? Gee, Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, good thing I said, let's watch River Monster.
I love River Monster. I love it. Wicked Tuna, I've already binged it, so.
I've never fished so much in my life.
That's good. What do you think, Pete? Is this going to be just a cruise machine for the Bills?
What's the numbers on that?
Oh, the numbers are crazy. I just was saying that the Buffalo is favored by 13 points, but the over-under is 47 points, and it isn't MetLife. It's the Jets and the Bills.
Okay, 47. Let's go Bills 28-20.
Ooh, I like it. So it's going to be a good game. I do think it's going to be a closer game than that 13. So 28-20, I believe, my friend, is a very good guess. Maybe you're going to nail the score. Perfect timing for that. Pete, go back to your River Monster. Bye-bye. And, of course, the 7-0 that he was referring to, the Philadelphia Phillies just crushed the Astros. It was a home run fest, Game 3 of the World Series. Let's go to Sharon, who's listening to us in equally great state of Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Hi there.
Boy, this is going to be interesting. Pete says the Bills and the Jets are going to be pretty close. He picks the Bills, though, to win it 28-20. What do you think?
I'm going to go with the Bills also. Jets disappointed me last time.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm going to go 34-27.
34-27. I like it. We'll see what happens this week. Sharon, thanks for hanging late with us, and good luck. Maybe she'll be a winner this time around. You know, Sharon and Pete, I got to hand it to them. Opposite ends of the map, both are big fans of Nailed the Score, and as I get a flurry of emails, they always find a way to call, so we appreciate that. All right, Jeremy Paulson, what do you think happens in this one?
I think you should have done the Ravens and Saints, because the Bills are going to destroy them 35-17.
35-17. All right, so Jeremy thinks they cover the line for sure. Very nice. I think the Bills definitely win this one, and I think if the Jets did win it, boy, that would be huge for them. Jets fans like Gary Vee, if you don't know who he is, look him up. He's like the king of social media. Yeah, actually has an interesting story, and he wants to buy the Jets. He always says that. He has millions of dollars, but they will never let him buy the Jets. So I'm going to say that the Bills win this too, and I'm going to say that the final score is, I think it's going to be 38-20. I think it's going to be the Bills. I hope it's close. Like, I like Sharon and Pete's idea that it's going to be close, and maybe, but just I think of those. Zach Wilson had those three interceptions last time around, so he's going to really need to have that time. And I think of looking at, you know, Diggs and Singletary and just what Josh Allen's been able to do. But even when a team is all some. Sometimes they have that let up to a team that they probably should pummel and be close to what the line is. And we certainly have seen that. And you can bet we'll be watching all the other games for all the people in Saints Nation. Don't worry, we have had a Saints game. We'll get another Saints game. And the Saints and the Ravens are kind of intriguing to me. I said that. And the Cardinals at home are favored by 2. The Seahawks are the mystery team. Geno, am I showing up this week, Smith, or not? And, you know, he used to play for the Jets. So it's been an interesting year in the NFL, week 9. I feel like I say that like a broken record every year, but this is interesting because there are a lot of predictions that just don't come true. Whatever crystal ball. I've been listening to a lot of different people because I listen to radio around the country anyway to listen to some fabulous hosts and some of the areas that we're on during the day when we're talking about midterm elections and all kinds of other things that are happening, but also some of the sports people I know. And I've been on some of these sports shows and they ask me what I think. You know, I wrote the book Invade the Man Cave and have been on NBC and CBS and all, you know, my sports background. And it's so unpredictable. You can look at so many different factors. You know, it's like I was looking at this game between the Rams and the Buccaneers, right? They both have crappy offensive lines. Tom Brady has had balls that are bouncing. Like he's throwing, it's bouncing. And then nobody's catching anything. And his best wide receiver is being smothered. But then the Rams, it's the same thing. You know, you got to get it to Kupp, and Kupp's even a little bit injured. Even though I'm sure he'll play in that matchup, and Tampa Bay's favored by 3, but who knows if they actually win that against the Rams. I think it's such a toss-up for so many reasons you might not have thought of heading into the season. And that's why some of those cliches, I was almost for Halloween a walking cliche, and sports has a lot of cliches, and so many times it's about those injuries, right? And coaches say that over and over again. Well, you know, everyone's healthy, and you keep hearing the same things, but it's so true. You get that one or two people, those key corners, somebody off the offensive line, a center that is a rookie center, or so many other things, dominoes fall when other people come in and they're not getting so much of those reps in. That's when you have those strong backups in the right places, but you don't always know where that place is going to be. All right, we do have a couple minutes left. I know that there are some people that are getting in some emails. Don't worry, I'll get them in. Like this one was from Al. Al says, Kate, are you crazy? I love that you picked the New York game. It's definitely the Bills all the way. It's going to be 42-21. Wow, that's a lot of points. 42-21. Any others? I'll make sure that you are duly noted. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. Thanks to all of you for listening to this first hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.